Hiawatha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Brandon Tamman joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith. And Tuesday night, a loss to Riverside, 59-37. Just kind of a lot to dissect there, coach. But take us back to that one Tuesday and just a couple key takeaways from it.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. We're just struggling scoring the ball right now. And in this game, you got to be able to do that a little bit. And, you know, at the end, it seemed like they hit some big baskets that ballooned it out to where, you know, it was just too big a gap to, you know, make up. But, you know, the biggest thing right now, you know, the effort's good and everything like that, but we just were struggling scoring the ball, which makes it tough.
How about the sub-state? Do you peek ahead at all as we get down to the home stretch, you know, a couple weeks left? Are you a coach that kind of looks ahead a little bit to maybe see a potential matchup? Do you try to sneak away some film on some teams maybe that you're not familiar with? What's your kind of takeaway on the sub-state in general and just kind of how you prep for it?
Well, you know, you almost have to, you know, keep track of that. And, due to Keisha, they do a good job posting that now. So, I mean, all you got to do is get on the website. It tells you where you're at and who it is that you might play and who those opponents are and who they're playing and then who you got left. So it's pretty easy it's pretty quick to find out where you're at and what's ahead of you. So, in years past, you know, that was a little more difficult because you had to do a little work on your part, but now it's pretty easy to, you know, keep track of that. But, we always try to, you know, I've always tried to build up for, you know, sub-state. That's, you know, when you get sub-state, everybody's got the same record. And, it really don't matter if you're undefeated or what the situation is. I mean, you better be playing your best basketball. If you're not, you're probably not going on. So, we still hope that we can get it, you know, going a little bit better offensively and get a little more confidence maybe. And, you know, if that happens, you know, we're going to have some opportunities for sure. But, you know, it's going to start with, you know, figuring out a way to be a little more productive on the offensive end.
How do you get that production maybe up a little bit offensively, whether it's, you know, practicing, doing different drills? Is it simple as just, you know, you're getting the shots, they're just not falling? What do you kind of point to as maybe a reasoning for maybe the struggles offensively?
I think any coach is worth their weight. I mean, they're going to look at themselves first and see what it is that, you know, we could be doing, to give us a little more opportunities that might be easier, whatever the case may be. But the thing is, you know, the good thing on my part, you know, as far as our team, you know, we've got some good kids and we got some kids that really have a passion for the game and want to play and want to feel, that success. And, you know, it could be the other way around where you don't have that. But, my job is just keep doing what we're doing and try to, you know, work with the concept of getting better. And when it comes to shooting and being able to score the ball, that don't happen overnight. So, hopefully we can catch a night where we're all shooting the ball well. And if that happens, you're going to be right in something. But, if we go in the game and we just don't shoot the ball well enough and, you know, it makes it tough. And, you know, I've talked a lot about, you know, trying to figure out ways to get easy buckets, whether it's transition or offensive rebounds or steals. So, you know, we'll keep working at that and hopefully, you know, ultimately some night it'll pay off and you'll see that.
Four games left here in the regular season and another tough test on Friday night going to Holton. The Wildcats, one of the top teams in the Big 7 right now. First meeting, the Wildcats won at 59-47. That was back in mid-December. Both teams probably a little bit different now, but what's kind of the expectation for the second go-around at Holton?
Well, we're going to have to rebound the ball a lot better than the first time we, you know, played, and they, you know, they really dominated the board. And at that time, they, you know, they had a lot of confidence. They were just coming out of it, you know, state game and football, and it might be a different sport, but it really doesn't matter because a lot of those kids are the same, and you know, that confidence is a big deal. You know, when you feel good about what you're doing and who you are, that's a big deal. So we hope that, you know, in our case we're going to be a little better with that, and I still feel like, you know, we're solid defensively, we're solid effort wise you know, we can execute. We're just going to have to figure out, you know, ways to put the ball in the hoop a little bit and hopefully we'll have a night on Friday where that happens.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us off the loss to Riverside on Tuesday. They're on the road at Holton on Friday. Game's on KNCA 103.9, also the Holton and Hiawatha channels as well. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you.